glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In the 8th verse of Hebrews chapter 13, this statement is made about our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Throughout the pages of our Bible, we can find many statements that would also declare the unchanging nature of the Lord. I think of that statement God made of himself recorded in the prophecy of Malachi. In a discussion of God's judgment and justice, God says of himself, "I am the Lord. I do not change." Welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration. With this and every edition of our program, we hope to bring a spiritual blessing to every listener. It is a great privilege to speak of our faith in Jesus Christ with you. We ask that you contact us if you'd like for us to share more with you about our glorious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Who can wipe the tears from your eyes? Help you realize. Who can take your burdens and cares, ready now to share? Jesus, how awesome is his name. Jesus, he always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost he came. Who can wipe the tears from your eyes, help you realize? Who can take your burdens and cares, ready now to share? Jesus, how awesome is his name. Jesus, he always is the same. Jesus, my Redeemer, for the lost he came.
The nature and character of God is constant. The scriptures say that we can count on God to always be true, just, and righteous. He will not act in one set of circumstances in one way and then do something contrary to it the next. Truth will remain truth. God's judgment will be measured out to every single individual in the exact same way. There will be no favoritism or partiality shown. In Deuteronomy 10:17, Moses writes, "For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes." In giving instructions to those appointed to be judges among the nation of Israel, these words of appointment were given to them. "Now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Judge carefully. For with the Lord our God, there is no injustice or partiality or bribery." And there are several other places where God's just judgment will be equal to all persons. I share one more that comes from Romans chapter 2. God will give to each person according to what he has done, for God does not show partiality. This quality of God should be one of the reasons that we would serve him. I truly believe that his divine nature is revealed and all of his attributes are shared with us through the scriptures, so that we can come to a decision about our own personal lives and be willing to give allegiance to him as our God. You see, we are not invited to blindly submit to a God that we don't know. We are not asked to worship God, the great spirit being, that we cannot in any measure understand. We are given many reasons to make God our Heavenly Father. We place our faith and our trust in him because of his divine nature. We would acknowledge that we would serve God and be devoted to him because he loves us. We base our decision to love God upon the biblical truth that he loves us first. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The relationship based upon love is fundamental, foundational to the Christian's faith. Another very good reason to serve God is derived from his grace. God is gracious. He is willing and ready to forgive us of our sins. And we need his grace, for we have all fallen short of it. How wonderful to come before our God and place our lives before him, believing and knowing that he is a compassionate God, willing to remove the guilt of our sins. And we could go on today listing other basic reasons why we would choose to serve him and to make him our God. But our message focuses upon this one very special aspect of God's eternal nature. He will always be the same. He will treat everyone fair. He will always be just in every situation. That can be a very pleasant blessing for us, and it should be. As followers of Jesus Christ, if we have yielded ourselves to his will, and we are faithfully seeking to please him as our God, then we should be assured that all is well. But there is also the other side, and this could possibly create some anxiety. If God is going to do justice, then judgment will be dealt out. If our deeds are not justifiable before God, then he cannot bestow the blessings of grace and mercy upon us. If he did, then his justice would not be the same. Now let me go back to the original text of Hebrews chapter 13. The reason why this author wrote these words about Jesus being the same yesterday, today, and forever was to secure the faith of Christians to whom he was writing the letter. From the letter, we can conclude that some of these followers of Christ were in danger of leaving their faith. They were being encouraged to remain faithful. They needed the encouragement that the one to whom they had pledged their allegiance would be forever true to them. He would never leave them. He would never forsake them. That he would be there with them through all of their trials in life. He would be a helper. They should hold on to the confidence that they had in Jesus Christ, the author of Hebrews says. I was just wondering if any of those who are listening to the message this morning needed to be reminded that Jesus Christ will always be the same. He will be just as condemning of the sins in our lives as he always has been. He will also be as gracious and forgiving as he has promised to be when we live justly under his will. Does this fact give you comfort? I certainly pray that you have that kind of a relationship with Jesus. If it doesn't give the intended comfort and assurance to you, then we are here to minister to your spiritual needs. Please contact us to discuss further the righteousness of our Savior and how his righteousness can provide you with an everlasting assurance.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.